Damage Control Strategy, Day 1. The first Thursday after the murder. Chapter 3. You don't go after $1 million from someone without a detailed pitch file. MVC had one on Jersey. It held the material that Seamus's crew of excellent nerds, so named in homage to Lee Atwater, had assembled from every accessible data source on Earth, and some not so accessible, to help us shape our approach to Jersey, and then close the deal once we had his interest. Excellent nerds are by nature non-discriminating. Their theory is that you can't read it if you don't have it, but you can skip it if you have it and it doesn't help. So they include everything they can get their hands on. That's why I seldom bother with even 10% of the stuff they rake up. Now, though, I needed media bait, so I'd be digging deeper. It took less than a half an hour the next morning to turn up a pretty good candidate, brokering the sale in China of Lexus cars bought in the United States. Apparently, you can sell a Lexus in China for 4 or 5 times what U.S. dealer cost is. I assume you have to grease some palms at the Chinese end to get the things into the country. But Jersey earned his skim by getting the cars from the inventories of American Lexus dealers to loading docks in Long Beach. After that, it was somebody else's problem. You need a Jersey for the U.S. part because Lexus frowns on having cars delivered to America sold to people who don't know any college fight songs. Hence, the scam requires a little paperwork. A certificate of title here, a bill of lading there, and Jersey ate forged documents for breakfast. You also need dealers who'll play dumb. Being a little short of ready cash can make people play flat-out moronic. Jersey had a talent for coming up with people who were short of ready cash. You could call all this fraud if you wanted to get tight-assed about it, and Lexus had found a United States attorney in the Midwest who was downright constipated. He'd gone after the U.S.-based Asian contacts and the saps in the dealerships, but he apparently hadn't come across Jersey's fingerprints yet. That was good enough for a running start on Jersey as a smoothly suave rogue who fell in with bad companions. Seamus picked that moment to walk into my office. He sported his customary...